Right, just to finish the programme with here on Tuesday Night Sport, let's turn our attentions back to ice hockey, shall we? The Sheffield Steel Dogs, they've just completed their second league campaign in the EPL. We sent Paul Taylor down to Ice Sheffield to talk to the coach and the players about what really turned out to be a very successful season.
When the Sheffield Steel Dogs were formed in the summer of 2010, not much was expected from them in their first season. This proved to be the case as they finished eighth in the English Premier Ice Hockey League. Going into the 2011-12 campaign, the experts again predicted the team would struggle. However, the Steel Dogs surprised everyone by clinching third place and making all the way to the cup final. One of the main reasons for this success has been the leadership of Andre Payet, who was last week named EPL Coach of the Year. I spoke to him about the season and asked where he's improved most as a coach compared to last year.
I think the players around me, it's been a learning experience, and I think that just trying to instill, you know, just basic systems and being the hardest working team in the league, it's taken at least a year and a half to get that in place, and it's just all come together this year, and it's been fantastic to see a bunch of young players competing with, if you take Guildford, for instance, their average age is 29.5, our average age is 22. They have 8 players over 30. We have 2. So it just shows you the big difference. For us even to be competing with them is amazing. And with a locally based team, you know, we are a true made in Sheffield team. All my kids are from Sheffield, and other than our 3 imports. And I think that's something that really to be proud of.
As you've grown into the role, is there any areas where you talk about learning on the job? Is there any areas where maybe you've surprised yourself?
Not really. I like to win every game. I have a hard time maybe letting little things go, which maybe as a coach I got to learn to do. And then it's a learning process too. You know, you get real close with players, and then because you're playing with them, you're friends with them as well. And the hard part will be for me when, you know, I got to let one or two of them go, and that's not going to be easy. So, you know, it's trying to have that distance where they respect you as their coach, but then also as a teammate. So trying to get that all right, I think, has been the toughest part.
Obviously, you've got to be very proud of the fact you've conceded the fewest goals in the league this season. What do you put this achievement down to?
The dedication of my team. You know, offense wins games, defense wins championships, you know, and I've been brought up that way. I've played under 3 NHL coaches of the year, and all the teams that I've played under that have won have always been the best defensively. So, you know, I'd put it down to, you know, our commitment to defense, trying to play the simple game, and also, a lot of credit has to go to Ben Bounds, you know, again, a local Sheffield guy who's probably the best goalie in the country. And then you got, Ben Morgan, Steve Duncan, Lee Haywood, Lewis Bell, 4 Sheffield guys. And then you put a Ukrainian in there with Pasha, and, you put it all together and you got the best defensive team in the league.
You mentioned about it a couple of times there, and as the motto goes, the Steel Dogs pride themselves on being made in Sheffield with mostly local players. Is this something that you consciously decided to do?
Well, when I took over last year, I mean, to be honest, we have the Steelers. We're the only team in the EPL that has to compete with an elite league team. You know, I might be wrong, but I think the Steelers only have 2 players that are from Sheffield. You know, I have 16 or something like that. So if you want to say a Sheffield team, we're a Sheffield team. We're a much more affordable game to come watch for people. And also, if you're coming to watch Sheffield lads, you know, play for the city. I mean, when you watch the Steelers, you're watching a bunch of Canadians and Europeans play. When you come to watch the Steel Dogs, you're watching guys that have played junior in Sheffield, guys that have played, you know, all the way coming up in Sheffield, and you're watching a made in Sheffield team that plays like the city of Sheffield, with their heart on their sleeve and never say die attitude, and that's why we're the hardest working team in the league.
What are the pros and the cons of having one of the youngest teams in the league?
The cons would be experience. It would be sometimes when we, like in the cup final, we make little mistakes, and when you're playing a team as good as Guildford, they're going to bounce on the mistakes and catch you. But the positives are that, you know, you have always tremendous amount of energy. You know, with a young team, I can say jump, and it's how high. With a bunch of older guys, they might question my methods. You know, I might have to coach a little differently. So, you know, I think it's a good fit for me, and, my young team works their tails off, and everything that we've got this year, we've deserved.
Can you talk about Greg Wood's impact as captain since he joined the team?
He's kept me a bit in check. Greg's been fantastic. You know, I wanted to bring guys back here from Sheffield, but guys that had won championships and that had played at the elite league level. You know, and Greg was the first guy I wanted back. I played with Greg in Manchester and knew that he had a lot more to offer than what was happening in Manchester. Manchester, Tony used him as a defensive forward, and I felt he had a lot more to provide offensively, as well as he probably has the hardest work rate in the league. And I knew that he'd be a tremendous guy for my young guys to try to follow. So that's why I brought Greg in, and he's proven to be everything that I thought he'd be.
And just finally, without trying to put you on the spot, what are you expecting from the team, you know, heading into next season?
I want to win the league, I want to win the cup, and I want to win the playoffs.
Simple as.
Cheers, Paul.
Two of the most significant moves Andre Piatt made last summer were signing Greg Wood and Ben Morgan, who are both coming off a title-winning campaign with the Manchester Phoenix. I sat down with both players and started off by asking Wood what it meant to be named captain of the Steel Dogs.
I think it's a great honour to be captain of any team, but obviously coming back and playing for your hometown team, a team where you've grown up in, especially with players that I've played with before, it's obviously a real big privilege and it's been a proud achievement for me this year.
What's some of the challenges you've had to deal with this year?
I don't look at it so much as a challenge, I just think it's a case of going out every game and leading by example and, you know, trying to bring the younger players on, because I still see myself as relatively young, but on the team that we play on, I think I'm probably one of the older guys, so it's, you know, it's a bit of an achievement in that sense that people look up to me, and obviously, and if you see me leading by example, hopefully it'll run through the team.
Ben, you've played with Greg at the Manchester Phoenix. Have you seen any change in him since he's arrived at the Steel Dogs and become captain?
Not in his style of play. I think Woody won't mind me saying, you know, before this season, he's probably been noted as one of the guys that's quite a chippy guy. You know, he sets a lot of other players up. But this year, you know, his stats speak for himself and he's scored quite a few goals. And as he's previously said, he's led by example throughout the season.
I suppose it's only fair, Greg, ask you as well. Any thoughts on Ben's play this season?
No, I think it's the same with Ben. You see what you see is what you get. He'll do anything for the team. He blocks every shot. He works hard. He's in best physical shape on team, you know.
And speaking of your performances this season, Ben, you're part of a defence that's conceded the fewest goals in the league. What sort of made the team so successful in this area?
Well, we set out at the beginning of the season to, you know, have a certain amount of goals, and the biggest goal for us was to make sure that we were the best defensive team in the league. And when you've got Bouncy in there, you've got arguably the best British keeper in the country. You've got a good solid core of defensive players, and then you bring in Pasha as well, who's an outstanding import defenceman. And I think with the talent that you've got currently at Sheffield and bringing in Pasha and possibly myself, it just strengthened up every possible area.
And you're both from Sheffield originally. I'll come to you first with this one, Ben. Does being from the area, does it put any extra pressure on you when you're playing in front of a home crowd?
Not so much pressure, but it's the desire to win is that much more. You know, and whenever you step onto the ice, you want to get 2 points. But like Woody said earlier, when you play for your hometown team, it's that much more important. And to go out and get 2 points every game with a true made in Sheffield team, you know, the achievement that we've made this year has just been nothing short of incredible.
What about you, Greg?
It's a similar case for me. I mean, you look around stands and there's people's families. I mean, we've all played together through juniors, so, you know, it's like a big family for us. You see Ben's family and all the other guys around, and everyone who you see there, they've seen you grow up, and it's good to see, like, obviously we're achieving stuff now and we're giving a little bit of success back for their support throughout the years.
Greg, come to you again. This is one of the youngest squads in the league, I believe, you told me when we last spoke. It also contains mostly local players. How do these factors impact on the growth of the team during the season?
I think it's healthy to have a younger team, you know, because obviously Andre, he sets out what he wants us to do, and obviously with the younger guys, everyone takes it on board and everyone's works out a little bit harder to, you know, to play in the way we do. And luckily for us, all the young kids have bought in this year and it's really working for us, so long may it continue.
And Ben, I know ice hockey is a team game, but on a personal level, you were named to the All-Star second team. What do you need to do to break into that first team All-Star lineup next year?
I need some Reebok skates like Paul Dixon. No, it's a massive achievement and it's something I'm really, really proud of. But like I say, we put the team matters first, and if you do get the accolades for a personal achievement, it's always great. But you look across the board and we've got a number of Sheffield Steel Dogs players in those, both the All-Star teams, and we've got arguably, you know, the MVP of the league as well. So it's, like I say, we've worked well across all boards and all areas.
Greg, can you just tell me a little bit about making all the way to the Cup Final? I know you ended up losing, but what was the experience like?
For us to just get there was a massive achievement in itself, but if you look at the road to getting there, I mean, the first, I think it's 18 games of the season, I think it goes on, the little league. We did really well, got off to a great start, obviously, and to finish second out of the 10-team league, it's obviously a massive achievement for us.
What about you, Ben? Were you able to take the time to actually enjoy the cup run?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think it really sunk in until it got towards the last two games of the actual cup competition, where it was like, right, we need X amount of points to qualify for the semis. And I think that's when it really kicked in with the guys. And when it came out to that final game against Peterborough, it was a must-win game and everybody dug in, and we got the performance and we got the result right on the night. And then moving into the Milton Keynes games, you know, after two games you don't see a 1-0 lead. So like I said, it comes back to the how well we've been playing defensively all season, and if you scrape through with a 1-0 win, it's one goal better than them, and that's what gets you through.
Just finally, Greg, you're challenging near the top of the league for most of the year. What's needed for the team to take that final step next season and actually win the league?
I think we have to go back to, you know, looking at our average age at team. Next year, everyone's going to be a year older, a year wiser. You know, we're going to retain the core of players that we've got, which is, I think is a massive thing in this league. It's continuity. You look at teams like Milton Keynes, they've had a set amount of players for years and years, and they're the ones that have been challenging over the past three or four seasons. So I think it's essential that you keep your core of players, and obviously everyone's only going to get better at that age group, so hopefully it bodes well for the future.
One of the most important positions on any ice hockey team is the netminder, and in Ben Bounds, the Sheffield Steel Dogs have one of the league's best. We discussed how he's been able to play at a consistently high level throughout this season.
It's just staying mentally strong. Obviously this year I've been able to set my game. I've worked out a lot more with Andre and team, and you know, having a good team in front of you helps a lot as well. And like, Morgs probably blocks as many shots as what I do, so is what I save anyway. So that's helped this year, but no, it's just staying mentally tough. Playing in nets, it can be tough on you sometimes. I mean, you can have your bad games. You can either be a hero or you can be a villain, if you want to say. You have a bad game, then your team's going to lose. It's like you make one mistake, it's a goal against you. It's not like someone can help you out. Maybe if you're a forward, you've got another 2D and a goalie behind you to stop that putt from going in there. But obviously, if I make a mistake, it's in back of my neck and it's up on the scoreboard for everyone to see. So main thing is being mentally strong and being able to bounce back from your bad games.
As well as conceding the fewest goals this year, you also have the league's highest save percentage. This resulted in you being named to the All-Star First Team. What does this recognition mean to you?
Oh, it's brilliant. I mean, last year I was in second All-Star Team, and obviously I said one of my aims this year was to try and get into that first team. But like I just said before, it's without the D in front of me this year, I doubt that my save percentage would be anywhere near where it is. I mean, I'd hope that it'd be above 90, but they just make my job a lot easier. As long as I control my rebounds, we usually keep it down. It keeps it going down.
I'm quite impressed there because, you know, in your position, it'd be easy for you to sort of like maybe go to your head and think, I'm just playing so great. But you're taking the time to sort of talk about your defence there. How are you sort of able to keep your feet on the ground? Do you have people around you that sort of help keep you grounded, or what is it?
You make a mistake, you know about it in the dressing room, though. It's only friendly banter, but I mean, if you get too big-headed, I mean, your teammates can turn on you, or it can all go down the drain, like, in an instant. And you see a lot of NHL goalies that come in as rookies, and they're playing absolutely amazing first year, but then the second year pressure's that much that they end up, you don't hear about them, or you'll see them years down the line on a bench, just sat there. I mean, they'll still obviously be getting paid a lot of money for it, but it's just you got to always have it in the back of your mind that it could be over.
You were recently named the Great Britain senior squad to take part of this year's World Championships in Finland and Sweden. What are your expectations for the tournament?
Last year, obviously, I went as a third goalie, so it'd be nice this year to go and actually get that backup. Obviously, Stephen Murphy's by far best goalie in Britain at this point. But within the next couple of years, I want to be challenging, obviously, for a starter to get a little bit more trust in coach to play me. But this year, I'd like to be that backup keeper and be on bench every game, and then if something does happen, I'll get to jump in.
As if this year hasn't been eventful enough, you've been selected to carry the Olympic torch through Rotherham this summer. That must be quite an honour for you.
Yeah, no, it's brilliant. I didn't really expect it, to be honest. I mean, it's not something that you really imagine yourself doing. Like people say, it's a once in a lifetime, and hopefully it'll get Steel Dogs a bit more well known and raise profile at sport as well. Hopefully, I mean, it's not really a big sport in this country, in Britain, so maybe it'll open up a few people's eyes to it, and they might think, oh, we'll go and watch it. And hopefully they'll enjoy it, which they should do.
Overall, it's clear to see Andre Payet and the staff has a plan in place for Steel Dogs. From specifically targeting local players to putting together a young squad, everything is being done with a view to having this team challenge for honours on a regular basis. If the progress made from last year is anything to go by, it will come as no surprise to see the Steel Dogs crowned league champions this time next year.
BBC Radio Sheffield.
And that report was by Paul Taylor, all about the Sheffield Steel Dogs, and the best of luck to them for next season.